Hi, this is Michael Uslan. You're listening to Batman on Film.
I'm vengeance.
I have given a name to my pain.
We kill the Bat of Gotham. I'm Batman.
Hey now, welcome to episode number 10 of the Batman on Film Social Hour.
This is the official podcast slash vlog of me on Batman on Film. So a lot of the boys have their own shows. This is kind of my own gig. And back with me again. Oh, I'm Bill. I'm Bill Jett Ramey from Batman on Film. I founded this here website on a web TV in 1998. Pete, did you know that? Pete Bear, everybody.
Jett D60's Batman page, right?
Jett D60's Batman 5 page. Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah, on a web TV. You even know what a web TV is?
I am that old. I do know what a web TV is. I never had one, but I remember web TV.
Yep, I had, and then the whole story. In fact, if you want to know the story, go to the, you can listen to Ryan Lauer's show on Batman on Film, the Batman on Film Chronicles, while I turn off my phone. I apologize for that.
Getting scoops.
I'm not Adam Schefter, man. So, Ryan Lauer is the host of the Batman on Film Chronicles, and it is the oral history of Batman on Film from the very beginning up till today when we get here. It's going to end right before the Batman comes out. We've got three shows done. The latest one was on the Dark Knight era, from covering the whole shebang involving Christopher Nolan's 2008 classic. Did you listen to that one yet, Pete?
I have not listened to it yet. Okay. I have to. It's in my queue. I'm probably going to listen to it after this show, though.
Have you heard any of the Batman on Film Chronicles?
Yeah, no, you and Lau are doing a great. I can listen to the story of Batman on Film all the time. It's it was a pleasure hearing it from you when we met in 2017 to see Wonder Woman, and we got to chit chat a little bit. So you gave me a little bit in person with that little bit of that Texas drawl. But
we speaking of the Dark Knight, we saw the Dark Knight together in New York City.
Yes, we did, in IMAX.
In the
Lincoln Square Theater.
That was for the...
I'm hanging out with you too much. I just said theater.
Yeah. That was for the what was that? 10th anniversary? Yeah, it had to be, right?
Yeah.
2018.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do that again. All right. So, of course, Pete is a senior Batman on Film contributor. He interviews. He does interviews. He has done several interviews for Batman on Film. He reviews Detective... that is his main reviewing gig. You're also doing Man Bat right now, right?
Yes, sir. That miniseries. It's a good miniseries.
Okay.
Check that out.
Very good. And, of course, he is the co-host of the Straight Out of Gotham podcast and also your show, The Iceberg Lounge, with Eric Holzman, which you have named him the King of Long Island?
He's the champion.
The champion of Long Island. Okay.
The champion of Long Island.
All right.
His feats of glory.
Okay. All right. Everyone's got, we got a bunch of damn gurus of all sorts here at Batman on Film. Champions and everything else. All right. If you like what we do here on Batman on Film and want to help us keep it going, become a Patreon, patreon.com/Batman on Film. And of course, all the shows are part of the Batman Podcast Network. And you can find all the shows at batmanpodcastnetwork.com. And on Twitter, of course, at BatPod Network. Is that right?
Yeah, it is right.
Okay. All right. Make sure I'm right. Okay. This morning, Matt Reeves, the director of The Batman. You've heard of that project, right, Pete?
It's trending on Twitter right now.
That means everybody in the world, every human being on this planet, Pete, is talking about the Batman, right?
That's what that means. That's exactly what that means.
When something trends on Twitter, every person that exists on the planet Earth in every single country, county, province, city, and town are talking about it. That's what I
hear.
That's what I was told. So
I think you're right.
Okay. All right. So everyone's talking about the Batman. Matt Reeves tweeted out a picture very similar to the one he tweeted out when filming began over a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
For goodness sakes. And it says, basically, do you have it pulled up? I'm looking at you right now.
I'm looking at the picture he tweeted out this
okay.
morning.
Okay. Yes. And well, anyway, he's got a few hashtags in there. The Batman's, it's wrapped. And it literally, the picture is of a bunch of props and a clapboard wrapped up. Mm-hmm. And so the Batman has finally come to an end as far as filming is concerned. Year plus, 6 month hiatus. Lots of bullshit rumors, probably. They had a shutdown, I think, a couple of times after the 6 month hiatus because of COVID issues.
Yeah.
But they're done, finally. That must have been one hell of a grueling ass job for everybody involved.
I've seen a couple pictures of Matt Reeves on set just doing a little directing, and he looks more like the Riddler than the Riddler does. You know, he's got this green little poncho on with a face shield and a mask. And he looks straight out of a comic book. So I'm sure he's glad that that's done, that he can get into the edit room, get that finished, and add whatever special effects need to be added to the film and the score as well. So we're almost there. We're one step closer to seeing this thing. A year from now, we're going to get this movie, and we're all going to be in a much better place.
Hal, what's your excitement level? Did the hiatus, the 6 month break, did it have any effect on your anticipation or excitement for it?
It just made me more excited.
Okay, that's what I was gonna ask. Yeah.
I mean, solo Batman's my jam. So to get this, to get like a true Batman movie, Batman back in Gotham City, to get Batman back facing off against Oswald, nothing makes me happier than seeing Mr. Cobblepot. We all know how much I love Oswald. Mm-hmm. Any interpretation, Burgess Meredith, DeVito, like all those guys, they're classics. I love the Penguin. So to see that, and then, just to get Gordon and everything, a true Batman movie, that's what I'm excited for. And it's been 2012 Dark Knight Rises. It's been a long time since a solo Bat film, and I'm just dying to get in there and see what Reeves's take is, his interpretation. And I watch that teaser, a couple times a week. I dig it. It still gets me going.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I'm hoping I hope the PR train gets out of the station and we get some cool stuff coming forward.
I always say it's, like I said, when I tweeted out, I said the hype train is leaving the station, and it's going to be a slow build up to a full on, locomotive dynamo moving at 100,000 miles an hour by the time the March 4th of 2022 gets here. And you think it blows your mind that by the time it comes out, that it will have been 10 years since the last solo Batman movie.
Yeah, it's a long time. And, I always say that this is the best time of this ride.
It is.
The speculation, you can get fans talking about whatever crazy theory they want, and hopefully you don't take all that stuff too seriously, because none of us know what's in Matt Reeves' head and what he put down to paper. I'm sure the movie he has is totally different than what I'm thinking, but it's fun to speculate, fun to see stills and trailers and just to try to figure out what's what. And it's all a game until this point. And then, once that movie starts, it's pretty much two and a half hours. And then it's like, then you're just like, okay, well, now it's done. So you talk about the film itself.
Talk about watching the trailer over and over again. I do too. And I found his appearance at Fandome is on YouTube, and just to hear him talk about the project, to see, you can tell how much passion he has. And I wrote an article, like Matt Reeves knows what the hell he's talking about when it comes to Batman. He may get Batman more than any director we've had so far, and that includes Nolan.
It really would be something if he could, it's a tall task, but to top the Dark Knight. Don't know if that's ever possible, but you know, it's when you direct a Batman movie, that's the gold standard, and you know what you're up against. So
sure. I mean, hey, I've said it a million times. I'll say it again. I love the Dark Knight trilogy. Nothing would make me happier if Matt Reeves topped it. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I mean, as long as it's not as it's like if it's as good as the Dark Knight, great. But if it's, you know, air quotes, as bad as Batman 89, that's still a success, you know. So you know, Batman 89 is by no stretch a bad movie, but like, if it's up to par with that, like, that's still a victory for us.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so filming's coming to an end, like Pete says, so Matt Reeves will get in the editing bay and you get to work on it, less than a year from now we'll be watching it. Everyone listening will be probably by a year from now. Everyone listening will have seen it by now, and probably several times
twice
by now. Yeah, at least,
twice.
And we'll be a week removed from our Batman on Film watch party, Pete. So, so let's before we get out of here, because this is going to be a short one. We're just kind of celebrating the fact. I mean, it is kind of. I saw a lot of pictures on social media with crew workers celebrating the hell out of the film. And like I said, it must have been a grind.
They got a nice little gift, I believe.
Yeah, it must have been a grind. So you think Matt Reeves is sending us any signals in that picture that he concocted and posted to announce the end of filming?
We got the slate. We got what looks like one of the cards from the Riddler and what looks like some sort of evidence folder in the background. So I'm sure they mean something. What they mean, I have no clue. I'm not also trying to figure it out, but I'm like, okay, there's cool. He's definitely sending a message, and we'll probably figure it out by the time we see the movie. But it's just cool, like, that he's doing these little tease things, and it's nice to know that the film has wrapped. So
yeah, no guesses. You don't want to like just.
I mean, I'm trying to zoom in here, and he's got everything really well placed. So like, I can't even see what the evidence contents is.
Yeah,
it's like the item's description is kind of covered by the slate. I can't really see something. All I can see is like the word teams, and so I don't know what that is. So he did a good job of covering it up. I'll leave that for the Twitter detectives.
Is that the card?
I believe that is the one.
That's the one from the trailer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Is.
I wonder, is that like an evidence bag, or is it,
I think it looks, to me, it looks like an evidence bag.
Okay.
You know, kind of marked up, it's whatever file numbers they have on it. And and then it just looks like there's just a bunch of cables and even, I guess, some twine in that tote. So I'm not really sure what it is, but.
Is that duct tape on the right corner of the tote?
I thought that was twine.
I got it. I'm looking. Okay.
I can't really tell.
And do you think that case number 297529 has any significance? Because you know someone's going to come up with a theory.
Yeah, I wonder if that, like, the only thing I'm like, man.
I'm kidding, like, but I'm just, you know.
The only thing, when I see things like that, I'm like, is that like an issue? Is that like Detective Comics, 297 that came out on, like, whatever the date is, May 20, something like that. That's where I would start if I was, trying to pretend I was the world's greatest detective.
Yeah. Okay. So there you have it, folks. The Batman is finished filming. It is in the post-production process now. And now it's just, like I said, it's the slow PR marketing hype train moving toward 3/4/21. And what do you hope to? Are you like just jonesing to see another trailer or anything? But what?
I do, but I don't want them to go all BVS on us. I feel like BVS gave us way too many trailers and way too many TV spots, and it kind of ruined the movie. Like, I would have liked, say what you want about the movie, but I would like Doomsday to be kept a secret until I saw the film.
Yeah.
I would really just like maybe one more two, three minute trailer, and that I would call it a day after that. And then, whatever TV spots they want to give us. But, I would still just, I get excited off still pictures. If you just want to give me a picture of like Oswald at like some kind of lounge and he's just sitting there sulking and drinking and maybe he's got a cigar or something, like that could get me excited. Any pictures of Zoe's Catwoman, I would dig that. Something, the Batmobile, Pattinson, Gordon. I want to see Falcone. we haven't seen him at all.
No.
You know,
no.
That's one character we have not seen in Totoro. Like, I'm dying to see what he looks like. Does he have scars on his face? Does Catwoman scar him in this movie? I don't know. But he's one of the characters we haven't seen. Alfred, we haven't seen. We've only heard him.
We haven't seen Alfred, correct.
Is he filming Venom 2? I would imagine. I believe he's done with that film. Yeah. So hopefully he's, you know, obviously he's filmed his scene. So
yeah,
I hope we get to see a look at his Alfred, and maybe he'll have a mustache finally.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's so many things. I'm not going to ask them for anything in particular. I'm just going to take what they can give me. But, you know, that's like a wish.
Yeah, I'm with you. I hope it's not a just, you know, let's just dish stuff out and overdo it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't mind if we don't get another trailer until like the fall. I think there's a good chance, just because of the timing of this movie, that there could be a Super Bowl spot next year. Because, I mean, literally, it's like 5 weeks between when the Super Bowl will happen and maybe even 4 weeks now that they're going to a 18-week schedule with 17 games. It's going to push the Super Bowl back a week. And it's usually like, you know, the 6th, 4th, 5th.
That'll be the first one since Begins, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Begin. It's like, yeah. I mean, I'm not one that just, you know, it has to have a Super Bowl commercial for a movie, and especially one that comes in the summer or whatever. 6 months, 7, 8 months out, but
that's a marketing strategy that I feel that they might do just because
this
is different. And let's be honest, you know, everyone watches the Super Bowl. It's basically a holiday in the United States.
Yeah.
It'll get the word out really quickly, and you'll know that, okay, this is a new Batman. This is a different take.
Yeah. I mean, it just, to me, it
begins.
I'm not a marketing expert or guru, but I'm just, you know, with that film, just like I'm literally 4 weeks, I mean a month basically out, and you got that audience for the Super Bowl, that would be a good time to drop it.
And everyone loves Super Bowl commercials. Like, that's a big thing.
Yeah,
for some people, that's bigger than the game. You know, you got like,
oh yeah,
you get three crowds that watch the Super Bowl. You get football fans, you get commercial fans, and you get people who want to watch the halftime show because it's essentially like a half hour concert.
So yeah, yeah,
there are various people who watch that event for various reasons, and then you get people like me who just want to eat and drink all day.
Okay, one more question, and then we'll get out of here. And I don't know if they're going to do this. I'm just hypothesizing here. With this being a detective film the way it is, and the Riddler's in it, isn't it kind of prime for some kind of viral deal where you're having to solve stuff whatnot?
They did something like that with Dark Knight. Remember that was probably the greatest viral marketing.
Did they really? In history. Was there?
Yeah.
I don't remember any of that.
Remember
stuff.
Like they mailed you stuff. You had to, you joined like the Joker's gang and stuff. You got that stuff. I saw you post on Batman on Film. Don't you remember?
I barely remember that viral campaign. I don't think that many people were interested in that, right?
Well, I don't know about all that.
You know what, my tongue is firmly in my cheek when I'm saying all this. Yes.
I know. Like, yeah, I mean, and then remember they teased the first picture of Ledger in that,
yes,
with that dark
little pixels one at a time. Yeah.
One at a time, and it was big. And then didn't they have like a plane fly over that was supposedly by the Joker?
I think that was a Comic-Con. I got a video on YouTube. I was there. I had a camera. I filmed it. It was a phone number, 800 number. They had ha ha ha. I think also they,
yeah,
you know, it was come out like that, you know, when they write stuff in the sky.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that Why So Serious campaign was fantastic.
And if you watch like the bonus features on the Batman Forever DVD and stuff like that, like that question mark is a symbol. It's world recognized. You know, it's a marketing tool. Like you see that green question mark and you think Riddler, you know, and it's like, even when you watch like the special features of 89 and, you know, you hear Goober and Peters talk about, and even Uslan, that Batman gold logo, that's all they needed.
Yeah.
You know, when you see that, those two emblems, you know exactly what's happening. So that question mark, I expect to be plastered around everywhere. And it'd be really cool if they could do something like that, some kind of marketing.
I just think talking about the Super Bowl, possible Super Bowl spot with its proximity to the release date and the fact that you got the Riddler and this is a crime, you know, street level crime detective movie, supposedly. It just fits. Doing something. I'm not saying you can ever get to the level of all that Dark Knight stuff, but It would be awesome if they did that. If you're listening, Warner Brothers, come on now.
I'm down for some Batmania. Like, yeah, it's been a while.
It's been since 2008, man. It's been a while for sure. And
you lived through 89, and that that was as big as it's ever been. And then Batman Forever had a little taste, you know. It was small compared to 89's and Dark Knight. So like, I would say like 89, Dark Knight, Forever, and then I mean, if the Batman can hop over Batman Forever, I think that's an accomplishment.
Yeah, and of course I don't remember it because I was like one when the show came out, or I was actually like 2 months old when Batman 66 premiered in January of 1966. But that Batmania was huge, you know, and so yeah, it'd be great to get it again. It's really, you know, Batman's like the only character that can really can pull that off, because it's such a popular character among everybody.
The only other guy character that comes close was Spider-Man.
Yeah, I would say that
when he was going to be introduced in Civil War in the MCU, I think that's the only character. But I don't think it was. I don't even think that compares to Batman Forever's Batmania. Like, there was hype around Spider-Man joining the MCU, but I don't think it was even near Batman Forever hype.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there you have it, guys. We just want to give you a few comments, a few takes, and just kick around, like, be two fans. We were just kind of fanned out right here, right, Pete? We tried to break down the picture and see if there's any hidden messages, like Reeves likes to do. Yeah, you know, that. Remember that he had went to that Batman 66 exhibit and put that picture up? And he was telling us right then who was in the movie, you know?
Yeah.
Catwoman, you know, Riddler.
He's good at this. Anyone?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I consider this, I've just bought my ticket to the hype train. I'm waiting at the station. It's coming.
Okay. I'll sit by you. We'll have a few drinks on the way there for sure. Okay. Maybe we'll cook something while we're at it too. All right. I could go on and on. So Pete, plug anything you want.
You can follow me on social media. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Zack Snyder's favorite Vero at Pete Illustrated. You can follow my show Straight Outta Gotham that I co-host with the Champion of Long Island on Twitter and Instagram, Straight_O_G. You can check out my reviews of Dark Detective Man Bat and Detective Comics on Batman on Film Proper. You can check out my reviews with Michael Uslan, Tara Strong, Lauren Lester, Kevin Conroy, and Tony Todd on Batman on Film YouTube, as well as my toy reviews for McFarlane Toys, DCUC Toys, Mattel action figures, and I even did a bookend. So there's some cool stuff on there. Make sure you check out the Straight Outta Gotham Facebook page, and make sure you join the Straight Outta Gotham Facebook group, because it's very similar to Batman on Film, and just a lot of fun discourse with a lot of great fans.
Did you notice? Oh, you know, I finally got hold of one of those Batman 89 prop batarangs.
And I've been to several Walmarts. I think Lauer found me one. He's going to mail it to me.
Okay, because you know what? I was going to tell you right now. I'll tell you in front of everybody here listening. Announcer Rachel took off to go shopping. Shocking, you know, shock. That's a shock. Not really. And she's going down into Dallas. And she's going to North Park Mall. And she'll go to several places. And I said, on the way back, do me a favor. Hit up a Walmart and see if they, and I'd show, you know, she knows what I said, see if they have one of these. Because I promised my buddy Pete I would try to find one.
I'll take another one. So if she sees one, definitely pick it up. I'll Venmo you the money.
Okay.
I like collecting, so.
Okay. And I only think I got to find me a better stand for this. I got it out in that cheap plastic stand it comes with. So I've been looking on like Etsy and other places for some kind of stand that would be good for it, but I'll get to, if I have to make one, I'll try to figure something out at some point. All right, you can follow me on Twitter, me, Bill Jet Ramey, at Batman on Film on Twitter. And if you just want straight up news feeds, at The Batman on Film, I just post links to that one. We do have a newsletter. If you go, it comes out once a week. I'm not going to spam your inbox every time we have a new story, but usually on Sundays or maybe Monday or Monday mornings, I'll put out a newsletter with all the links to all the stories we had on Batman on Film. Last podcast, Pete, was really good. I have to laugh again at Hot Joe.
Hot Joe Manganiello.
I laughed very hard hearing that. And then Lauer just using it constantly to describe when he talked about him. So anyway, check out that podcast that Pete's on. So, all right, that's all I got. Batman on Film, authoritative, definitive Pete. Come on.
The dadgum original.
And Baba Booey to you all.
Thanks for listening to the Batman on Film Social Hour, Jet's official BOF podcast and vlog. Follow Jet on Twitter at Batman on Film. For BOF news only on Twitter, follow at The Batman on Film. For Jet and everyone at BOF, I'm announcer Rachel. Authoritative, definitive, the original Batman on Film.